This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. That's pretty cool how that does that, right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, if you want text alerts, it's real simple. Just text. Here we go. Text 77 to 222. That's 77 to 222. No. No, text TRS to 77-222. TRS to 77-222. Producer Tammy walked in the room and heard just beauty. Just totally, what's that?
The video's not working.
Well, it just totally threw me off. You know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you know what? I want you involved. I want you engaged. Seriously. Because if you're not engaged, if you're not involved, you're not part of, then, you know, what do I need you for, right? I mean, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do want you involved. I do want you engaged. And I want you, you know, I want you to have the right information, the real information. I want you to be able to respond to people with a clue. I mean, don't you? I would. Again, as I said before, it's 855-REAL. You write it down. 855-732-5563. And if you can't get engaged and involved here with me, then you need to be involved with maybe, I don't know, pick something. Pick education, or what am I looking for here? Whether it's education or a town, maybe a town or your city, you want to make sure that they have the best of what they need. Come on, think this through. If you don't like something that's going on, you know, don't just be a complainer. By the way, I know some of you just learn to complain, so don't just be that complainer. Go look and see what needs to be done. Right? I mean, really simple. Go look and see what needs to be done. And then try to find a way to help. Now, maybe running for office is not your thing. Maybe you can't imagine yourself up there taking the darts, making decisions, doing stuff like that. And you know somebody who would be good at it. Well, then get them engaged. Fire them up. Get them involved. And then help get them elected. And then when you're done getting them elected, hold their feet to the fire. Make sure they do exactly what they said they were going to do. Right? No, really. Let's make sure that what they tell you they're going to do, they're going to do. I get so mad when I help somebody, when somebody fools me into helping them out to run for office. And then they get elected, they don't do half of what they said they were going to do. They don't even attempt to do half of what they said they were going to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and sincerely, that's a song, you know. Sincerely, I want you to Let's say you find a candidate you like. I know I'm kind of rambling a little bit here because I'm trying to figure out how to get you to understand from a local standpoint. Nobody goes to Congress, you know, wakes up on a Tuesday morning and decides, hey, I want to go to Congress. They watch what's going on. They have a clue. They have an idea. They kind of understand. Right? And they've done something in the community or not done something. You need to get your people together so that you can sit around and discuss, well, maybe not tonight, but you can sit around and discuss, hey, does anybody know this guy Frank? Do you know what he's done in the past? Do you know what he's doing? Should we get behind him? Should we get involved with him? Right? You got to find out. It's the only way you're going to win this. It's the only way we're going to win. Is to make sure that the people we put up there have a clue as to what they're doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So when you get together with these people, you want to make sure, get them in a room. Pelt them with questions. It's that simple. I want to know. I mean, seriously, I want to know what you stand for. And I want 15 people asking you because I want those 15 people and others to be able to tell other people what they heard, what they know. Do you know what I'm saying? Just too many times we get fooled by these people. And then they get in there and become puppets for the party. My God, if you're going to be a puppet for the party, I don't need you. I can do that myself. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I said all that because I got other things I want to talk about. But I start going down that road thinking, you know, you watch all these congressional people that pop up out of nowhere. Right? They came out, or maybe they ran for a school board, they won, and they won a school board once or twice, or one or two cycles. And then what happens? They don't do what they say they're going to do. And then you send them to Congress, and then you want me to feel bad for you. You want us to feel bad for you. Not going to happen. Show them a senior host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always, always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Road Show. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me, for being with us, for paying attention, for being involved, being engaged. I mean that sincerely, really. I want you engaged. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Got a lot of good stuff coming up. Tomorrow night, Alan West joins us in the first hour, so I think you should enjoy that. He's going to tell us what's going on in China, how China's involved with us, or why we're having trouble with them, or why they're an issue. Remember, Joe Biden said they weren't a problem. Come on, man. We'll eat their lunch. What if they're not serving? And I don't know if I want to eat what they are serving. You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, tsh. Yeah, I'll be here all week. Anyway, so you see what I'm saying, right? I mean, these are the guys that nothing Trump does is right. Nothing he does is going to fix it. But there's never a solution. There's just nothing he does, right? Again, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us just being part of the conversation, whether you're very vocal about it or not. I see what some of you write and how you get involved in that kind of stuff. That's not going to work. Spring Breakers that came back, I was going to do this last night, and I didn't get around to it. And it needs to be done, because, you know, your kids are getting, this is the crazy stuff that's going on with your kids, the information they're getting, if you would. Right? The Mexican, or the number of Mexico Spring Breakers returning to Texas was double. You know, once they got back and they started getting checked, they didn't think it was that big. And now they're seeing it grow like crazy. Now, the University of Texas now says 44 of the students returned from Mexico with coronavirus. And another 30 has tested positive for it. But they don't care. It's no big deal. It's a couple of old people get it. They'll die. We can move on to the next thing. All right? Despite warnings against international travel, 70 young Americans vacationed in Mexico. And they learned that originally only 28 or 30 of them had the thought they had the virus, thought they brought back COVID-19. And then that doubled. And they've added even more on at this point. Now, a website that provides study materials to college students surveyed more than 2,000 college students from 45 colleges across the nation. At the beginning of March, 73.6% admitted that they were not canceling their plans because of the coronavirus outbreak. 75% of these kids were selfish enough to say, yeah, we don't really much care who we bring it back to. See, for me, it's traveling somewhere else to another country. It makes it even worse because you don't know. You don't know what safeguards they put in place. You don't know what they'd be giving you and not giving you when you head into their hospitals. Now, 26% of students surveyed told one class that they canceled their spring break because of the COVID-19 outbreak. Some kids with a little bit of brain power, you know what I'm saying? Now, according to the Austin Public Health this trip happened to be prior to the federal travel advisory ban of Mexico. Yeah, but come on. Can you read? Austin residents were already advised to avoid all non-essential international travel. The university is working closely with the Austin Public Health to assist in contact tracing. The incident is a reminder of how vital and important it is and taking serious the warnings of public health authorities. Yeah, you can't. Because you guys are all over the place. Remember, a million people are going to die. We're going to lose 200 million people worldwide. My God, look at that. My hair's on fire. We can't believe you if you can't. If you can't even be close to your original predictions. When this thing ends up with less than 100,000 people die worldwide, well, what are they going to do? How are they going to come back from that? Every time one of these things happens, and you start running around with your hair on fire, and then we find out that it's not true, it really isn't ending up that way, we really don't have those kind of numbers, if you would. Now, if this thing is peaking, let's just conversation sake. They say this virus is peaking, and we're going to see it start to decline. But let's say it plays out, and it doubles where we're at. Right? And right now, you've got confirmed 1.4 million cases. You've got 76,000 people have died. So let's double that. 2.8 million across the world. And you have 150,000 die. Again, the numbers are below the seasonal virus or seasonal flu numbers that we have. Again, I say, how can you make this an epidemic? How can you make this crazy? How do you shut down a country over this? Right, and again, I said it doubles. So let's say the U.S. sees 400,000 cases and 20,000 people die. I don't want to see anybody dead. So let's not, don't write me nasty emails saying, oh, so you don't care who dies. That's not the point. The point is out of 350 million people in the country, 20,000 die. That's a non-number. Are you with me? It's a non-number. just from January 1st, okay, worldwide, from January 1st to the end of March, the seasonal flu, 120,000 people. Malaria, 230,000 people. Suicides, 250,000 people. Traffic fatalities, 320,000. Oh, well, you have to get rid of cars and trucks. There you go. And you alcoholics, you're killing us here. 582, that's it. Dump the booze. And I'll get letters on that one. Right? It never stops. So when do we start really talking about the realities of what this is about? And who's doing what to us and why? I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. Everybody I talk to that's a doctor or a scientist or what have you, I say, look, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I don't pretend to be. I'm not one of those commentators who tries to let you believe I know everything about everything. It doesn't work that way. Because I don't, and I know I don't. But I am going to hit you with the raw numbers, and you decide what you want to do from there. Burke says that the government is classifying all deaths of patients with coronavirus as COVID-19. They don't care what they die from. They say it. Because they don't have time to test. They don't know what to test once they're dead, I guess. I don't know. So they're going to classify all these deaths. If somebody dies of any kind of respiratory illness, or thereabouts, or close, that's it. It's just nuts. It's not giving us real numbers. It isn't right. There are other countries that say if they had pre-existing conditions of heart and other stuff, they're not using the coronavirus as a cause of death. We shouldn't either. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. coronavirus cases are spiking in the South in both Texas and Louisiana, where the death rate is the second highest in the country. There's a disproportionate number of African Americans who tend to have underlying conditions like diabetes and hypertension. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams.
I represent that legacy of growing up poor and black in America, and I and many black Americans are at higher risk for COVID. It's why we need everyone to do their part to slow the spread.
President Trump says he's worried about small businesses during the crisis.
I'll be asking Congress to provide an additional $250 billion for the paycheck protection.
Many businesses say they're still not able to get their hands on the cash they need to keep their workers on board company payrolls. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestone.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Feel the rhythm now.
That's not bad, right? And yeah, somebody tried to correct me the other day when I said that these... All right, somebody going to fix this microphone or what? That these girls... It's going to have to be me at this point. Which means it'll never get fixed. The girls that used to dance in the 20s, remember they had those skin cap tights on, you know, the hat looked like an upside down cereal bowl or something like that, right? They were called flappers, and because of the way the girls, it was the way they danced, the way they dressed, the whole nine yards. They wore the short skirts just at the knee. Right? Because, you know, that was a big deal. They bobbed their hair. They listened to jazz. Right? They bucked the system big time. They were seen as being brash for wearing excessive makeup. And, ooh, they drank. They smoked. And they did that in public. And they drove automobiles. So, anyway... Just quite interesting. But yeah, so next time, before you write me an email, look it up. I don't want to make a fool of you. I won't call out your name. I wouldn't do that to you. But just seriously, look it up first before you call me a fool. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. So before we went to break, we're talking about how the government says it's classifying all deaths of patients with coronavirus as COVID-19 deaths, right? Regardless of the cause. That doesn't help. So what, do we lose track of the kidney problems, the heart problems? I mean, serious stroke? How are we going to track that? Oh, yeah, somebody got mad at me, too, the other night when I said, hey, they're talking about how this thing affects males more than females, right? Remember? You're hearing the, why does this affect men between the ages of such and such? You go, wait a minute, what about the other 57 genders? We're going to talk about how it affects them? I'm asking. Anyway, asked whether the numbers could skew data the government is trying to collect, Burks said that would mostly apply more to the rural areas where testing isn't being implemented on a wide scale. She said, I'm pretty confident that New York City and New Jersey and places that have these large outbreaks who can tell the difference. I can tell you that they are testing there. Dr. Michael Bade, the Fox News contributor, said it's reasonable to include death of someone infected with the virus who also had other health issues in the body count. In the normal course, autopsies would then determine whether the person died of the effects of the COVID virus or whether they had a brain tumor or brain hemorrhage or anything along those lines. And then, keywords, and then we will tag them appropriately. And then the autopsies, they'd be nuts to do autopsies, wouldn't they? Again, not a medical expert, just throwing it out there. Why would you do an autopsy on a body that still may have an infection that's alive? I don't know how that works, and neither do you. So the U.S. has like almost 400,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, right? Almost 12,000 deaths. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. So, again, the numbers don't jive. They don't add up. They just don't make sense. But it's okay. We can go with them. I'm all right with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This one here, this story, if it doesn't floor you, then you're not awake. You're in a coma somewhere, you're just having a dream. Now, we've had Alveda King on the show. Actually, I've done an event with her. So the Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Students for Life chapter at Georgia Tech because it refuses to fund Dr. Alveda King. Right? Remember, now, you know that she's Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece. Now, she was coming on campus to speak about civil rights. $2,300. Student government was supposed to pay for it. They agreed originally to, but there was a condition. The condition was that she couldn't talk about abortion, she couldn't talk about religion, and she couldn't talk about any LGBTQABCD issues. Now, wasn't that cool? Right, so they're going to tell a black female with a PhD who's been fighting for rights, civil rights, that she can't speak to these things. Anybody else find this kind of ridiculous, asinine, out of control, out of whack? Or am I it? After the Joint Finance Committee met, they were kind of okay with it. But then I guess they have a Senate. The school has a Senate, and the Senate is the one that said if she won't stay away from those things, then she can't be there. And the group putting it on said, look, we can't guarantee what she's going to say and not going to say. We could ask her not to, but that's not her. See, Mrs. King or Dr. King is unapologetically religious. She believes in traditional marriage. She does not believe in killing babies. Right? Now, ultimately, they decided not to support her. Ready for this? Because they would be supporting a speaker that has hateful and dangerous rhetoric. So sticking up for traditional marriage is hateful rhetoric. So, and I've had this. When I've had a gay guy pretty much make fun of me for believing in God. Right? Is that not hateful? Making fun of the God that I believe in? Making fun of the entity, my God, making fun of that is not hateful? I wouldn't do it to you. I wouldn't. I don't make fun of people who believe in Muhammad or believe in Buddha or believe in Hare Krishna. I don't make fun of those people. They have a right to believe whatever they want to. Why is it that the right is so much more tolerant of what you believe than the left is? And yet you guys are for everybody. Well, except for those people who have definite beliefs. That we can't tolerate. This was in reference to King's unapologetic religious and traditional marriage beliefs. Just nuts. Pro-life stance is certainly political. How is pro-life political? Wouldn't pro-life be a moral stance? Would it be a stance that you've decided that leaving the baby intact and whole and delivering it the way that the body was intended to deliver it is okay? How is that political? Didn't know the body parts, pieces, and the process of the body was political. Given the dividing nature of this in the current national politics, they said, one student said that this is just not right. This would provoke hate speech. But what is, see, this is, as long as they get to divide, you let them do this. That's right. Even my listeners, you let them do this. You let them define what hate speech is. You let them define who should be allowed to say what and when. It ain't right. You blew it. We should clamp down on these people like, I don't know, an alligator does on food. And they've done this before. The lawsuit against them also brings forward that Georgia Tech, they allowed funds to be distributed to host a pro-choice Democrat and a young Democrat socialist. So if that's the case, this should be a slam dunk, should it not? And this is the first time that Georgia Tech has been caught with these unconstitutional policies. And they are unconstitutional. I mean, if for nothing else, they're not applying them equally. They're deciding what hate speech is. See, I think pro-choice, killing another human being, should be considered hate, don't you? You would under normal circumstances. Most places would. And, here we go. I hate when they do this to me. Skyar versus Clow was cited for this case that's being brought against the school. The court admonished that it was not confident that Georgia Tech has an appreciation for the problem, for the actual problem at hand, which is them. And that it no doubt will have this happen again. The court knew it was going to happen. And that, really, they haven't learned their lesson yet. But what bothers me about this the most is your tax money is being used at the college to fight this. When it goes to court, your tax money at the court, and if the judge finds them, it's your tax money paying the fine. So you and I lose. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-55. I'm not singing it. No way. Not on your life. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, you can text us. Text us at TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. We were talking about how... What were we talking about? I hate when I do... Oh, Alveda King. Dr. King. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, one of his been fighting for civil rights ever since she was a kid. You remember that one? Guess what? They won't let her on campus at Georgia Tech University. Why? Because of her radical stances on abortion, religion, same-sex marriage. I could go on. These guys are sick. I mean, really sick. She has a mindset. She's not saying, well, I don't believe in same-sex marriage. Anybody who wants to needs to have electronic shock therapy. No, she said, I just don't believe in it. I believe it's against God's word. Next. Right? It's really what it boils down to. I don't believe in abortion. You know, I believe it's killing a person, killing a baby, killing a human. You don't agree? Let's move on. I mean, you just do this stuff over and over and over again. She wants to talk about a God, one that she believes in, one that she relies on. Why is that a problem? Well, all these young people will tell you it's, I don't know, some kind of cartoon character. Character from a movie. I draw my strength from, I don't know. What was that? Queen America? Whatever it was? Right? Wonder Woman. Yes, because she's so strong. She's so tall. She's just a very strong woman. That's where I draw my strength from. You go, wait a minute. It's a character, you fool. But if that's what they draw their strength from, that's what they want to do? Eh, not me to tell them. It is not for me to beat into them that they're wrong and they need to change. Not beat it into them. Even as a Christian, I'm supposed to love them into the family, not beat them into the family. But they don't see it that way. They're going to beat you into believing like they do. They're going to make you submit either by breaking you financially, right? Ruining your life or lifestyle. That's how they're going to do it. So this all was because of King's unapologetic religious and traditional marriage beliefs. Kids were making noise about it. They can't appear to make it look like they're supporting a speaker with such hateful and dangerous rhetoric. And you know what I love? If you're pushing abortion and you're killing babies, isn't that violence and danger? And they won't even deny that anymore. They don't deny that it's a baby anymore because they're pushing on a woman's right to choose. So a woman's right to choose means that she has a right to violently dismember that child. Right? You're going to stick up for that, but you won't stick up for Dr. King's right to simply say she doesn't believe in it. Pro-life stance is certainly political, right? One student senator said that that it would promote and provoke hate speech. And again, they've been, you know what? These guys have been sued before for this. I told you about the other case. I'd love to know how you feel about it. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I mean, where do you think this is? Has it gone over the top? Should these people, maybe they need to be removed as senators, which I think is hilarious, at a college. Then they want to have an open. They want to have an open debate at one college where you have to get the topics approved. That doesn't sound like open conversation to me, right? I just love this, and it gets better as these stories go on. You'll love this one too. The Daily Cardinal at the Washington of the University of Wisconsin in Madison. They published an editorial advocating, get ready for this, the decolonization of the university's curriculum to achieve inclusive education. What does that mean? Right? I mean, they don't want to know what went on in the past, so they know not to go there again, or what caused something, how it was beat, how we got out of the situation, whatever that is. The board labels university's current curriculum as Eurocentric, whitewashed, sexist, and too heteronormative. Now, what I've learned by that is that if you're too heteronormative, normal, they made these words up as they went, I realize that, then that means that you believe too much, and there's too many people on campus that believe in traditional marriage, traditional relationships. God forbid we should believe that, right? Because it's working out so well for all of you. Right? You know, because violence is down and kids are doing much better in school and kids are much more, young people are much more stable in life, are they not? They can cope with so much more, can't they? No, actually they can't. They can't cope. They can't do things on their own. They can't get out there and really make a life for themselves. Some of you parents love that idea. I don't want my kid in my basement, okay? And you think about what have you done to these kids? How have you helped them? Other than turn them into, you know, social warrior dictionaries more than anything else, because they definitely don't know how to fight. Says what is taught must be inclusive and encompassing all intersectionalities. Boy, I would have flunked that class. Arguing the students' minds are the most formative and malleable during their college years, so they must be exposed to various cultures, histories, and identities. You know what scares me about this is they're right. They're 100% right on, and we conservatives still are hiding in the closet. There was a woman who will remain nameless. She was the one that took out O'Reilly and a few others at Fox, Eric Bolling being one. I was in a green room with her at CNN one night. There was a bunch of us in there. We're talking about running for office and that kind of stuff. And she's a professor at a college. And she's a fairly attractive woman. And she said, you'll see why I say that. She said that she was going to go run for office. She had the brains and the looks. This is somebody from the left. She had the brains and the looks for this. But she realized that she could create a bunch of hers by teaching, by becoming a professor, and working on the minds and the hearts of young men and young women. Because giving her looks and her brilliance, she would have no problem turning them. What the colleges do, what they stand for. Right? If you trust your college professor and you want that grade that you want, you better shut up and do what he or she says. You better write the way they write. You better believe what they believe. And she knew that. She knew she almost bragged about the fact that she could bring some kids to their knees. Right? And she was proud of the fact, just blurted out everywhere, that even though she came from a more conservative background, that she was living with her boyfriend and didn't believe in God. That was like a sign, a badge, that, if you would, that she had to wear or felt like she had to wear. So, I mean, seriously. It's not only like, was that one girl that's had several abortions this year and she always videos them? Yeah, it's disgusting, isn't it? And she talks about how pleasant it was, how easy it was, how painless it was. I wonder if she asked the baby that question. This will be accomplished through establishing a multicultural curriculum, reforming legislation on the education policies, and allowing for control of personal sexual health. In other words, that you've given the money to have transgender operations, which John Hopkins has stopped doing because they don't believe in them. They believe that they're 180 degrees from science. Right? And all their other educational policies. The editorial suggests that the gender and women's studies courses be required to include in every degree plan that sex education must be LGBTQIA+ inclusive. God only knows what that means. And how often does it get to change? And that the abstinence-only approach should not be followed any longer. God forbid. Historical female and LGBTQIA figures must also be included in all curriculum. This will allow marginalized groups to know their own worth. No, they won't. It's not going to change the hearts and minds of other people. Got to do it the right way. The more you force them, even Ruth Bader Ginsburg has said that so many times, the more you force these rulings, the more you force these issues on people, the more they're going to push back. The less chance, the less likely you are to put all this to bed in a relatively short period of time. And she's all right. Joe was in your house. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, becoming part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. I want you involved. I want you engaged. We are here every day. Check the website out, therealside.com, for stations and times, how you can catch the show online, all kinds of ways to do that. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.